We've still got a bit of time before the scheduled close of the meeting, so I'll open the microphone again for any more comments or discussion or questions about anything at all of vague interest or vague relevance to the meeting we've just had. We will be announcing the next meeting in just a second. I just thought I'd pad it out with another open microphone pause here.
There's one other topic that comes up in some of the other forums. This is Bill Norton from Equinix. And that has to do with this room that we're sitting in right here. How many folks are listening to what I'm saying versus staring down at their laptops typing away? Well, now I have their
Everyone's
attention.
Everyone's listening.
And I bring up the point because I remember back in the earlier days of Nanog, before we had wireless access, there was pretty close to full attention to the speakers at the time. And as soon as wireless came in, there was a great distraction to the audience, which was their day job, their email, their chats, maybe the presentation that they were going to be working on for a different conference and emailing, all that kind of stuff. So one of the things that's always been tossed around was, should there be wireless access during the presentation time, or might the presenters who put time into putting their thoughts together deserve to have the full attention during the time that they're presenting, at least for a little while?
Randy Bush, IIJ. I have a saying from my childhood, what keeps the cows inside the pasture is the quality of the grass, not the height of the fence.
Yeah, and I don't think, just speaking as someone else in the North American region, that it counts as tossing an idea around if nobody actually catches it when you throw it, Bill.
Okay, then. I would, I've heard that, Randy, many times for you, and it's just as funny the first time as it is the last time. However, except the last time, that's right, Rob. However, I would point out, though, that presenters often need at least a few minutes of attention to capture the interest of the people in the audience that are being distracted by something that is definitely of interest to the audience. So I understand your statement about the grass, but this is a mighty interesting distraction.
I think the people here is multitasking. Don't worry about it.
Should we do another straw poll just to check the level of interest in this question, also so that Sam can take a couple of shots of people with their hands up, which he's been wanting to do for a while?
If you're going to do a straw poll, I think you ought to have maybe a few options. Mm-hmm. A few options that people could consider, as opposed to just shutting the wireless off during the conference or not providing it. There's another option, a midpoint option, which might be that during a select period of time, the wireless is enabled. During the entire conference, the wireless is enabled, but outside of the rooms, or some geographic regions where they work just fine.
Didn't hear that, sorry.
Oh, the suggestion was to use SSIDs as a way to solve that problem, but you understand the point. I see.
Sorry. Yeah, the stenography has stopped with all the chat off the mic. It is, Randy. There are people out there watching it. Okay, well, could I have a show of hands for anyone who's interested in reducing wireless access at the meeting in any way, shape or form for the sake of Bill's quite interesting...
Randy Bush, IDEA. I would note that a significant number of people have already done so by their use of BitTorrent.
Well, have you been snooping on the network, Randy?
I was helping Phil figure out...
where the bandwidth has gone.
Where the bandwidth went. And BitTorrent users should have been blocked yesterday morning, but... you know.
Okay. Who has got some interest, if you'd raise your hand, in reducing in some way the wireless access in order that speakers have a fairer hearing? And how many of you are speakers? And who would support the status quo? Now, just keep your hand up so that the photographer has...
you will be identified and taken care of.
Well, I'd say the idea isn't completely dead, but... I think some of the people who are motivated to do so might want to come back to the meeting with something more like a proposal. If
Bill
really
Woodcock pointed out that this that was just the largest show of hands that we've ever seen in an APNIC poll.
I would just comment that what we saw here just now is consistent with the discussion and what we heard from other operations forums. But I still think we have some issue there. The fact that the presenters are not seeing faces looking up at them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Something tells me that we have something that's broken. This turns into a huge terminal room, in effect.
Maybe it should be the presenter's option. The presenter should be able to throw the switch.
As a presenter, if you're going to do it this way, then what I want is an MRTG real-time display of the amount of traffic on the wireless. So at least I know who, or at least how much email is going on, and I can speak more loudly, or whatever is required, to try and get the line down again. So, you know, can I have some real-time feedback here as to how boring I am at that time?
That's the worm, isn't it?
In Nanog, like 2 or 3 years ago, we took that very graph and put what talk was going on at the time and gave it to the program committee so that they might have a little better judge of which talks worked and which didn't.
Suresh, are you speaking?
I would say that I had a lot of people doing email in my track, but I also had several of my speakers mobbed with questions, and right after that, they were mobbed even in the coffee break with questions. So I guess I don't see that there is any kind of correlation between the two. People will always be doing email, and Woody out there is typing a whole lot of email and doing wiki stuff while listening to every word I say, I'm sure. So is everybody else here. So with all due respect to Randy, I don't think there's much of a correlation between the two right now.
Maya?
It's a more common practice in more and more international conferences, wireless is available. So in the extreme cases, if we block something, then at least the APNIC meeting, the APNIC website should not be blocked. They can people can download in the materials and share information, and at least the internal image information email system should not be blocked. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
And the URLs.
Even people are talking about online, then a lot of information sharing, a lot of internal discussion regarding presentation should be promoted, I suppose, at least.
And then there's the
Java participants. Yeah, I suppose so.
Hi, Jordi Palet. I think it's a question of self-responsibility. Self-responsibility, especially towards who is paying your expenses to come to the conference. I also feel that it will not be good to disable the connectivity, because I am sure most of us need to be also taking care, maybe not during all the day, but at least being able to access our remote servers or whatever when something happens, especially when you are operating networks. And maybe not offering the connectivity will even drop the attendance, because some of the companies may be so small that cannot simultaneously have people participating and taking care of their responsibilities. We all have things to do, and I don't really think having wireless means for everyone not being able to do both things at the same time, or more or less. I usually don't look too much at the slides, but I'm really taking care of my email, not 100% of the time, but I am really capturing what the speaker is saying, and I am sure a lot of people is doing so. But at the end, is a set at the beginning, a question of self-responsibility.
Okay, thanks. Let's give Bill the last word on this.
Sure. I guess I go back and forth on the issue myself. On the other side, it's possible that this technology that we all have in front of us, laptops and the wireless and access to the net, could be exploited in a way that would be beneficial to the presenter. Some of the things that I think we're trying in the peering track include having the laptops view the presentation at the same time, so when updates are happening, perhaps you could facilitate the discussion using Jabber or those types of technologies. Maybe there's a way that we can exploit the fact that everyone here has brought their laptop computer, we all have wireless access, and there are things we can do with that technology to pull things together. So that's the side I'm kind of looking at. What can we do besides just going off in our own individual directions until the Q&A time happens?
Okay, thanks, Bill. I think we've still got a remote location in New Delhi with some participants from the ISPI, the Internet Service Providers Association of India. I'd like to ask if someone's looking at the Jabber, if there's any question or contribution coming from there. Have you got anything there, Sally?
There was a comment requesting people to use the mic, but that was covered. Mm-hmm. The presenter's option, it should be the presenter's option to throw the switch on the internet.
Uh-huh, okay. on the internet, yeah.
I think there was also a comment on Jabber to, yes, make it 100% online voting.
Oh, an online comment. See if they'll put that in writing, huh? Okay, nothing else then? I've missed something here.